Blog Talk Radio.
Well, guess what, folks? Tonight it's page one. It's Friday night. Don't know what's happening. Somewhere out there, you know, it's not even Friday the 13th. And I was just telling Mary seconds before we went on that anything can happen. But let's see if we can get an intro actually going. And will the intro work now?
Live from Chicago and Las Vegas, you're tuned in to the show that's always on top of what's trending. It's Page One with LeVar and Mary on Blog Talk Radio.
Tell you that I was worried about how tonight's show will go, I wouldn't be lying. It's live radio, and that's what we love about it. Welcome to Page One, everyone. I am LeVar, live back in Chicago tonight. Wish I was still out there in Vegas, but I know one person who is, and she always is, my wonderful friend Mary. How are you?
I'm good, considering.
No, you have a long. Well, you know, here's the thing, and I will for those of you who listen to Blog Talk Radio, here's the thing: you never want in radio dead silence for a long time. So, right at the top of the hour, when we get the cue to come on, I hit for the music. Music was pretty much sitting there like it wanted to work. It also, on top of that, didn't show that we were on the air. Not until I finally hit the music. So I don't know what the heck's going on. I have a feeling that you will probably say that you are very glad that you are going to be traveling in a couple of weeks from now.
I can't wait, though. You know I'm going to be sitting there listening.
Good Lord. If that's not something that we talk about for 10 minutes at the beginning of the show, and I don't know what is. This is the one beautiful thing of live radio. But tonight, we've got a few things to get through. This is the last show for the month of July. When next we meet next week, we will be a few days into August. I swear we just started like May, June.
Right.
So, yeah, this is a lot of stuff. This is kind of like the stretch run for summer, really. Now that we're beginning August, the last really pretty much last few weeks before Labor Day here in the States. And also on top of that, where people will be either headed back to school or head it back into the office. I know a lot of offices will be opening up in September, but with the way things seem to be going now, who knows? We have a Delta variant, which is strongly going back through a lot of states right now. And we kind of have taken a step backwards, where if you thought you felt comfortable not wearing a mask, be prepared to probably put it back on, because some states probably after this weekend are probably going to go back to mandates of wearing masks. I don't know. At this point, I don't know what to tell you all. We should have been prepared for this, but I know a lot of people are acting surprised. I don't know why. But here we are. We will try to at least bring you some entertainment here tonight in some form or fashion. Don't know how long this show will go. I say that every week, and then we run over. But besides our almanac tonight, one of the stories we'll talk about is what everyone has been talking about this week, because it hits from a few different angles. The Olympics is going on. I honestly haven't watched any of the Olympics. Have you?
I've watched very little of it.
Yeah.
Far less than I've watched in the past.
And I have heard other people talking about that, too, because I think it was one of those things, well, we shouldn't have been, like, it shouldn't have been a surprise, like it snuck up on us, but it was one of those things where it's happening, and I think because of the time difference, if you're up late at night to watch it live, you'll catch some of it, but if not, you really don't have that much time throughout the day. And then you'll watch kind of like a repeat of something. But, you know, that's the thing with the Olympics. Back then, you didn't have, like, the networks giving away kind of what happened. Even with the Miracle on Ice, no one knew about it until it actually had replayed that day on TV. But nowadays, you kind of don't know about it. I mean, you have, like, in this 24-hour world, news media that kind of gives it away right then and right there. So I don't think it had really a need for people to like sit and watch it unless it's like something almost local to our time zone where we can watch it live. I guess if there was there any particular type of summer Olympic sport you would watch?
Well, I used to watch, and this is going to sound crazy, but one of the things I did love to watch was the synchronized swimming, because they do some really cool stuff without ever touching the bottom.
Hmm.
And then their makeup never moved, so it was always something that I was like, oh, that's awesome. But rowing, I love the boats and the two-man teams, and then I don't know how many they're on there, 8 or 10-man team one. And then gymnastics, I would always watch gymnastics as well. Diving, I love diving. Never understood it. Loved it.
Both style points, which it could mean one person's interpretation of it, and then you have somebody on TV, look at the bend, that's what he's supposed to do, and then he's, you know, the straight curvature line as when they're diving in, I'm like, what are we looking for? Yes. Some new things this year. Actually, they've got a dual, I think it's like dual swimming where men and women will swim together against other men and women, and you could have it as to where, you know, like one person will swim a certain length of it and do something and another one will, and I'm trying to get the gist of it, but you could have it as to where you could see a female swimmer going against a male swimmer in the pool. So I think that will be viewing here soon or within the next day or two. So we'll definitely be on the eye of that. But tonight we'll definitely talk about the Simone Biles situation, because a lot of people, one way or another, have their own interpretations or thoughts as to what's been going on with that. We'll talk about that also tonight. We will have our retro moment of the week. Three things tonight, along with the almanac. And then after that, I wanted to talk a little bit about, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis and what
really?
They said this. Yeah, I know you probably haven't heard about it. I know you really don't look into the news this week. But I got it. So those of you out there who have heard the story and have read the story, I kind of want to talk about that a little bit, because a lot of people who I've talked to this week, now, I know Mary's going to probably go and look it up and want to see what it was all about.
Yep.
One way or another, have a comment on that. And if we hear you coming from Mary in the next few seconds, I know she's seen the story. And then we will also have a live look at what's trending. And in our special segment tonight, celebrating an anniversary with our own top 10 list of what we thought was the greatest accomplishment of this anniversary. Some of you probably already know what it's going to be. The hint, it's coming up this Sunday. It will be the 40th anniversary, but we'll talk about it a little bit more. And I already put it in the thing, but it's MTV's 40th anniversary. August 1st, 1981, they went on the air. And we will have tonight our own list that we don't even talk about these when we do it. Our own definitive list of the top 10, we think, definitive MTV videos. So you'll definitely want to stick around for that. All that and more. I'm excited because, well, there's a few things going on. First things first, because every week I want to make sure that we all understand about outlets for this show. This is the great thing about what we do. Because I am not the subject matter expert in this, I would much rather I hand over the floor to Mary to tell you more about where you can find us occasionally from some weeks on and what we did last week. I didn't even have a chance to really look at the or I wish I could have seen the result of what we did last week. If you didn't know, we were on Discord, and I was actually out in Vegas. That's hard to believe. It's been 1 week ago.
I know.
Time goes fast. And I am still yearning for stuffed French toast.
But, it was really good. Yeah. That looked really, really good.
It was. And I would actually tell you folks, if you are out in Vegas, be touristy. Go to different places and go and catch certain things. It's very, very cool. I know people who live out there probably get tired of it, but go to the Neon Graveyard, which is pretty awesome. Go see the fountains at the Bellagio. Go check out different eats if you are around town. Even if you are on Discord and you see Mary every once in a while, ask her. I'm pretty sure she'll tell you where – well, I was going to say I'm pretty sure she'll tell you where to go, but she'll tell you where you can go to enjoy yourself in Las Vegas. I'm going to reword that, but yes. But before we go any further, I want Mary to explain to you guys how you can catch us now on Discord.
Basically, with Discord, we do have a Discord server. It is page one. The invite is up on, if I remember correctly, up on the news comment Twitter page. And I believe Lavar was supposed to be adding it to the website.
Trying to, yes. I just
unpacked. There's some other avenues, especially if you know either Lavar or myself, there's ways to find us. But we do have a Discord server. We are welcoming with pretty much everyone, and I am more active on it than Lavar is, but we do have different areas. We do have places where you can connect with people. There will be games. We will be doing movie nights hopefully soon, We'll see. We're still working on those details. But we do want to build that community along with just having an area for us to talk about, giving ideas for the show, interacting with the show. We're slowly making our way over so that we can add in and integrate in some of the other platforms that we have out there, like Twitch, like YouTube. So hopefully we can expand as we go. We'd love to have you along for the ride.
Awesome. And to let you guys know of some things that are coming up here, we're working on quite a few shows. And keep your eyes peeled. I so badly want to announce the next 411 Lounge. I'm kind of excited about it. I feel that I can. And then I feel that I can't, even though the person has totally agreed to doing it and thought that it was really cool. You know what? What the heck? I think we can. I'm actually going to make that executive decision. So I will tell you, scheduled to join me on Sunday, August 29th, 9 o'clock Eastern time. And we're working on finalizing other 411 lounges before then, but this one I know kind of is in the bag because I chatted with her today. Hollywood has famous siblings. Offhand, you know, you could think of as far back as the Gabor sisters. You could think of the Kardashians. You can think of the I can see their faces right now. I can see their faces. It's a brother and sister acting combo. But
you're talking about Marie Donny Osmond?
No, I wasn't. But no, I was the one who was in the one who married. You can think of the Arquettes. You can think of anybody else, but of course, also nowadays, everyone knows of the Thorne sisters. Of course, Bella Thorne and Danny Thorne and Kylie Thorne. Kylie Thorne will be joining me on the 411 Lounge on Sunday, August 29th. So I'm kind of excited Woo-hoo! About that. Yeah. Kylie, who is a writer and an actress in her own right, but yeah, she will be on. I talked with her today, very nice person, and she was so open to it, and she thought it was cool. She's one of those people where she's like, I would say she would fit in well with the 60s or 70s. She's one of those free-thinking people who is really smart and really opinionated and thoughtful with it. Not just in your face, but she's really thoughtful with her thoughts and opinions, but she's also very, like I said, free spirit. I think that's the best way to put it. But you will find out what I know Sunday, August 29th, 9 o'clock. So definitely tell your friends. Kylie Thorne will be on with me. So with that being said, the almanac tonight, since we are near the end of July, today being of course July 30th, it is National Whistleblower Day. It is also National Talk in an Elevator Day. It is National System. You know what? Whenever I see something like that, I think of the Aerosmith song "Love in an Elevator," and I am ashamed to say that when I first heard the song, I thought it was "Love it in La Vida." That's what it sounds like. And I remember I was looking it up, and I'm like, "How come I can't find Love in La Vida?" And then I saw it was Love in an Elevator. So, yeah. But it's National Talk in an Elevator Day, not Love in an Elevator. It is also National System Administrator Appreciation Day, National Father-in-Law Day, National Cheesecake Day. You a big cheesecake fan?
Hello, make cheesecake. I can do that. Thank you. Of course, I am a cheesecake fan.
I'm asking because I know some people who are not.
I make a pretty good cheesecake. Toot my own horn, I know, but I do.
You didn't do it. There you go. I don't have like a. I don't have a clip for that. And then it is also National Get Gnarly Day today. So I will explain. The last Friday of July provides an opportunity to embrace new ideas and toss out old things on National Get Gnarly Day. The word gnarly gets a bad rap. It can mean bad or dangerous, but can also be exciting. Surfers often use the term to describe the waves they tackle. Much like surfers challenging the waves, Get Gnarly Day challenges us to put some gnarliness into everything we do. So the five best ways, according to the National Day calendar, on how to observe National Get Gnarly Day, they say find a gnarly hobby, meet gnarly people, get a gnarly passport, and find a gnarly new stop and throw a gnarly party. So, yeah. So that's National Gnarly Day. Tomorrow, it is National Avocado Day. It is also National Raspberry Cake Day, and it is National Mutt Day. So that is what is going on Saturday. But here's the thing. I know I'm going to get a lot of backlash for this. I'm trying to like avocado. For some odd reason, I can't. So I still can't. I'm trying. I want to see what all the fuss is about and why everybody gets so hyped up over guacamole or avocado, and I still can't. But National Mutt Day,
but I understand why it's not.
What am I tasting?
You know.
What am I tasting?
I mean, it tastes like avocado.
Yes. I guess my question is, like, avocado is supposed to have what type of taste to it? I mean, is it supposed to be more if somebody wanted to, you describe how avocado tastes, what would you tell them?
I mean, it's like asking what water tastes like. It tastes like avocado.
Somebody out there kind of helped me. I mean, I don't know what I'm looking for, but yes, if somebody was to describe avocado, what would it taste like? I don't know. But anyway, National Mutt Day, which is tomorrow, it encourages us to embrace, save, and celebrate mixed breed dogs twice a year, on July 31st and on December 2nd. Desperately longing for a new home, millions of loving and healthy mixed breed dogs and shelters wait for someone to come and adopt them. National Mutt Day provides an excellent opportunity to find a perfect canine companion. Despite the name, a mutt learns, obeys, and trains much like purebred animals. While their lineage cannot be traced and their features a bit murky, their companionship will be faithful. And according to the ASPCA, approximately 3.3 million dogs enter shelters every year. And when these abandoned and often abused animals find their way to a shelter, each one needs a forever home. And whether you know it or not, their potential is limitless. And some of the benefits of adoption are often hidden. Human and canine both enjoy increased physical activity. Another boost is social interaction through daily walks. While humans develop patience, their four-legged companion learns to trust and new limits. So there you go. So while you're thinking about that. So the best way to observe National Mutt Day, visit a shelter. If you're unable to adopt a dog, you can always volunteer. You can post on social media using hashtag National Mutt Day and encourage others to join in. And it will be back again on December 2nd. So August, by the way, when we get into that, because that is starting on Sunday. And next week when we come back, we will go through the national weeks and national other things about the month of August. We're not going to do it all tonight. But August 1st, it is National Mahjong Day. National Raspberry Cream Pie Day, National Minority Donor Awareness Day. It is also Respect for Parents Day, American Family Day, National Friendship Day, National Sisters Day. So happy early National Sisters Day to you. And and it's also National Girlfriends Day. Now here's the thing about it. What? That's bad. I was gonna say, what if somebody is dating like sisters and they don't know it, and it's National Girlfriend's Day? That gets pretty jacked up, but I'm not gonna go there. later this week, and I know Mary is going to laugh because it is such a day, but on August 2nd, it is National Coloring Book Day, National Ice Cream Sandwich Day, National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day is on the 4th. It is National Watermelon Day, National Night Out Day, and I kid you not, it is National Grab Some Nuts Day.
Nice. That's August 3rd, you said?
That is August 3rd. Yes. So if you go to someone and you say, Happy National Grab Some Nuts Day, please do not make a grabbing motion towards them. It is actually what... Yeah, National Grab Some Nuts, yeah. It is actually what it is. It embraces all of the different nuts, such as almonds, pistachios, pecans. So definitely, this is very hard to like get through because it says how to observe it. It says, don't forget to grab a handful of your favorite nuts to snack on today. better yet, get baking. Nuts add texture and flavor to baked goods. Yes. It is, I love actually the peanuts that used to come in the bag with the elephant on it. I'm not sure if that was like a regional thing or if that was like a national thing. I hope we can find them somewhere. Hopefully. But that's the almanac, though. I was kind of stalling here because in the second half hour, that was where I was going to do all of our stories. So we're a little early tonight. So if you tune in at 9:30 or at 10:30 Eastern time to hear the retro moment of the week, guess what? It's going to be a couple of minutes early tonight, which means that you should always tune in at the top of the show. But three retro moments tonight. I guess I should explain. One indirectly has something to do with the MTV 40th anniversary that we'll take a look at later. Another one has something to do with my dear friend Mary and what she's going to be doing in a few weeks indirectly. And then the third one was something that I thought was kind of cool because every summer I know myself and I know Mary probably wanted to do this. And we never had a chance to do it. By the way, I think a couple weeks ago we had a retro moment of the week with Ron Popeil. Rest in peace to Ron Popeil, the king of the infomercial, who passed away this week, I think at the age of 86. And this tonight would have been a great night to have probably a Ron Popeil retro moment, but I do not because I had the other ones planned. But we will do those. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Smobiles. Then we'll talk about Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, and then we'll look at our live look at what's trending, and we'll also take a look at our MTV 40th anniversary thoughts. So all of that ahead, three retro moments, and then we're back. But first, you're listening to Page One, and God, I hope that everything works according to plan here on Page One on Blog Talk Radio.
Ambassador, BK, Rich Dice Ambassador. Hammer! This is a mission that I'm on. Sporting BKs, I got it going on. I'm hyped. So let's talk. Hammer's in effect and I'm ready to walk. Step, stepping with class. Oh, so funky and they're moving fast. Oh, Rich Dice. Rich Dice Ambassador.
British Knights, athletic footwear and apparel at Foot Locker and other fine stores.
Come and get it, a big surprise.
And you'll have the surprise for me?
Yes, sir. It's a new breakfast cereal called Maple. From now on, you're really going to like oatmeal. Take off your hat. The hat.
I want my cowboy hat.
after breakfast.
I want it now.
You like maple sugar candy?
That's oatmeal.
Right. But it says here it's maple-flavored oatmeal.
I want my hat.
Tell you what. I'll be an aeroplane. You be the hangar. Open the door. Here it comes. Loaded with delicious maple-flavored maple. Cowboys love maple. Yep, cowboy.
I want my maple.
MS-2,
now you can launch the most challenging adventure of your child's life, only at U.S. Space Camp. Call our toll-free number today for details on how these exciting missions unfold for children in grades 4 through 12. Space Camp trainees undergo 5 days of realistic astronaut training using hands-on simulators. They tour NASA facilities and actually take part in a realistic space shuttle mission.
You really feel like you're an astronaut training, and it makes you want to be an astronaut when you grow up.
And now, Aviation Challenge offers a new experience that allows your child to train like a real jet pilot. They'll learn important water and land survival techniques and experience the thrill of flying high-performance jet simulators.
Sensational. Educating.
Realistic.
Now your child can live the adventure. Call our toll-free number today for our free information booklet. But don't delay. Reservations are filling up fast.
You're listening to Page One with LeVar and Mary on Blog Talk Radio, your source for all the current topics and news you need to know. Here's LeVar and Mary.
And welcome back to Page One with LeVar and Mary. I know I want to go to space camp. I don't know about you.
I don't know if I wanted to go to space camp as much as I wanted to go to space itself. So, I mean, yeah, that was a pretty cool prize on some of those game shows, going to space camp.
Yeah, in Huntsville, Alabama, where they used to do it. I think it was also in Florida as well. And then, of course, they still make British Knights?
I really don't know.
I don't know. I have to look out there and see if they still make British Knights shoes. But that was Hammer rapping for British Knights, late 80s. And then, of course, the Mapo commercial. Quick story, because that's what I usually do when I come to mind. So MTV, which we'll talk about here shortly, when they started their whole advertising campaign of I Want My MTV, they originally wanted the musicians to say it kind of in a crying voice like the young man in that I Want My Maple commercial. Because the Maple commercial was pretty much the running idea of where they got I Want My MTV. And so the MTV brass at that time said, no, we don't think that's going to be a good idea. And then they went with the more traditional you and I know of, where it was people such as David Bowie and Billy Idol, I want my MTV, like that. So the Maple commercial almost was the total idea for the I Want My MTV. And there you have a backstory to history. So, want to talk real quick because Simone Biles pretty much has been the topic of the Olympics this week. And for those of you who have watched, or for those of you who have had comments to make, of course, on Tuesday, she withdrew from the Olympic team finals after pretty much an uncharacteristic falter on the vault, saying that she was not in a good mental place to compete. And she went on at that time to say that she couldn't risk a medal for the team, so she needed to call it. And she says she usually tries to persevere and push through things. And as a result of her decision, her teammates stepped up, and they ultimately won silver. But the decision to exit the competition for her well-being, despite global pressure to perform, it has brought about a lot of backlash or support, depending on, you know, where you look at it. And there was a great article this week from the Huffington Post, which kind of went on to say that it has career lessons for us all. And I would say probably are not one of the greatest elite athletes ever to perform a sport, but you may be asked to, quote, save a project or a team, even if that means sacrificing your time, well-being, and energy. And they say to let what she did this week offer you a career lesson in how to respond. And they call it work martyrdom. It happens when there is immense pressure, either internal or external, to keep pushing past physical and mental limits for the sake of your organization because of the belief that you alone can do it. And they actually talked to a licensed clinical psychologist and diversity, equity, and inclusion consultant, and she said that pretty much this is the sense that if we don't do it, it's not going to get done. She says you ignore those internal or bodily clues that say this is too much. But she did listen to what her body and mind were telling her, and she has 30 Olympic and world medals. And she said that she felt the weight of the world on her shoulders before the event. But I guess this question comes kind of from a dual part this week. What were your thoughts about her taking a step back mentally? And I guess overall, is it something that, if you do agree with it, that even us as, say, mere non-athletic performers should be doing more in our work or even sometimes in other facets of life?
Okay. Kind of twofold. I agree and disagree with her. I applaud her for standing up for herself and saying, hey, I'm not in the right mental position. I don't want to cause the team or cost the team a mess because I'm not where I need to be. So bravo for her for that. And I do believe that people in their every stretch of imagination should be able to step back and go, I'm where I need to be. And sometimes the best time to say I'm not the best person for this project should come from the person that's doing it, when they can understand that they're doing what they need to do and what's best for the project itself. On the flip side, she's a top athlete. And part of that training, which I think they're not doing, which is kind of a sad thing, is training for that kind of pressure. She's been through an Olympics before. She did get a lot of attention after the Olympics, so she didn't have to perform to those levels. But she's also had plenty of time to prepare for that. So part of me is a little disappointed that that's her, that was her exit. But then I'm also proud of her for admitting that she was not where she needed to be before then. Does that make sense?
No, that makes sense because, you know, one would say, hey, you know, it's really not a surprise you knew what you were training for and that you knew when you got to that, you've done it before, why now? I get that. And those are very valid questions and valid points. And I think that at some point, too, that even though you've done that, it's a new generation of an athlete because, you know, and here's the other thing. She didn't have to answer really to anybody, but I'm glad she did. I think of Naomi Osaka and what she went through a few months ago. And we don't know overall what these athletes go through mentally before the lights come on. The things that she went through years before leading up to this point and the fact that she was able to get the success that she's had up to this point is remarkable. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt only because of who she is and what she's accomplished. I would probably, I'm going to be an ally on this and say, hey, you know, everyone has their breaking point. We just don't know at what point, you know, and the fact that it got this far and then all of a sudden right before that, it was, nope, can't do it. And I have seen I've seen comments from other gymnasts and former gymnasts this week, all with nothing but support for her. And also a good point in which they say, if you aren't mentally prepared to go out there, do that, you could hurt yourself seriously or be killed. Because if you're attempting a jump and you don't do the right move, or if you don't bend the right way because you freeze while you're up there, there's nothing really to protect you. And you could see on one of those moves that she was doing shortly before she decided to drop out where, and we don't know too what injury she's going through or what other things she's going through, but you could see where they said that she wasn't properly. Now, this is for somebody that has over 30 gold medals. She wasn't properly bending and doing what she was supposed to do, which could lead to her getting like seriously injured. And if that is a point of, you know, I guess the good thing here is that she didn't push through it. And a lot of people be like, well, Carrie Strug did it. But then again, Carrie Strug, pretty much, it might have been the moment. And her not really having much of a chance to pull back after Bella Caroli comes out there and tells her that everybody needs her. And even she said this week that she supported what Simone did. I guess at this point, this is a new generational athlete, and if the athlete doesn't feel all the way in on something, they're not going to do it. You know, far different from someone in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. You know, Michael Jordan, even though he got battered around by the Detroit Pistons, he went out there every night, you know. And I hate to keep using the Jordan issue, but I don't know. At this point, I have to give her the benefit of doubt and say do what's best, because we don't want to see you get hurt. We don't want to see you not be fully into it. Yes, did you have a little time to come up with that? Maybe she was telling herself, you know, in the weeks leading up to it, hey, I could do this. You know, this is going to be easy, and I'm ready. And then there probably was something that possibly happened, you know, and but we don't know. We won't know, and I don't think that we will probably know for some time of what triggered it until she comes out probably far later and says something. But
if
I think
she does, that's the best part. She doesn't have to. And that's why I said,
yeah,
there's a positive and a negative on that. I am not that level of an athlete, so I cannot necessarily speak to it. But when I was competing, part of the training on that was a mental training of that. Like, where do you stop? Where is the line? Where do you, you know, what is going to cause you injury, and where do you want to be able to say what you need to say about
it? Right.
So, like, I don't fault her, and I do fault her. And that weird, I don't know what it is. I applaud her for being able to make those calls. Part of me is like, that's training that you neglected in the back of my head as a competitor, you neglected that part of your training.
Right. I just figure while I'm sitting here eating my chips and dip, I can't really talk about her.
Right.
Like, hey man, if you can't do it. Well, it's like most of the armchair quarterbacks I know were people who were probably sitting at home with their turkey leg who never had to do gymnastics. Oh, come she didn't do it. Yeah. I don't have that power to pretty much wonder aloud why she did not do something. But, yeah, it's the benefit of the doubt this time. I have a feeling that after the Olympics is over, after everything kind of dies down, I can even see it where she probably – even though I don't know how she wants to go out, I can see it where she retires and says, I'm done. I would be okay with that if she did that. But then again, I can also see it as to where a few years from now, she comes back for the next Olympics. That's her swan song, and she pretty much nails it again because of her greatness. You got to remember, they told her
that because there were certain things that she could do that no other gymnast could do, that pretty much they weren't going to award her points for specific things because they knew she could do it and other people couldn't do it, which is insane. It's almost kind of like you could do it, but yeah, you're too good, so we can't award the points, which
right.
is insane. Another story that kind of was out there this week, it looks like the Kuchar Kunis family is saving a little bit of money on soap. So the story comes out about Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. They appeared on an episode of Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast, and the talk turned to bathing. And after Shepard told his co-host that using soap every day rids the body of natural oils, Kutcher and Kunis agreed, saying that they only wash vitals every day. the co-host was stunned to be in the daily full body wash minority and asked, "Who taught you to not wash?" And Mila Kunis responded by saying that, "I didn't have hot water growing up as a child, so I didn't shower much anyway." That was apparently continued with her and Kutcher's two kids, who were 6 and 4. She says, "I wasn't that parent that bathed my newborns ever. And now that they're older," she said that they have a system. And it pretty much, he said, "If you can see dirt on them, clean them." Kutcher said he does wash his, quote, "armpits and my crotch daily and nothing else ever, and has a tendency to throw some water on my face after a workout to get all the salts out." Kuta said she washes her face twice a day. You won't get personal as to your bathing habits, but what did you think about the bathing habits of one Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis?
Surprisingly, not as gross as it sounds. Still on the side of gross. Does that make sense? Like, there's... it's not like, oh my God, that's so awful. On that way. It's heading that direction. I know people that don't shower every single day.
The workout is what got me. Like, you're sweaty. You just, like, sweated up the storm probably working out, and you're just going to sprinkle a little water on your face?
Yes, exactly. That was the part that was gross for me. Mila washing her face twice a day actually makes sense with all the makeup that she has to wear. For whatever she's doing. So that makes sense. And then, you know, not bathing every single day makes sense. If you are, however, going to be working out and, you know, certain areas get a little more sweaty than others and tend to have a smell more than others, and, you know, that's great.
Yeah. And by the way, more out of that, she said pretty much that they only focus on soles and holes. It's a common belief held by many that overbathing can reduce the body's natural oils and prove ultimately detrimental to overall health.
There's a limit to that, though. And that's where I'm like, some of that is true, but then there's still a limit. Like, sometimes too much oil is just as bad as too little.
Right. Yeah. I was surprised, but then again, not that surprised. And yeah. So I don't know about that one. I was more shocked, but I guess I'm in. I have to bathe every day because it was like, especially in the summer. You may not see dirt,
right?
Man, a lot. Huh?
No, I'm absolutely, 100%. During the summer, absolutely. There's no reason.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that one, but different strokes for different folks. So taking a look at what's trending right now, SmackDown, of course, is the number one trending topic tonight. Is one of the trends because she returned to SmackDown for the first time since losing the SmackDown Women's title at WrestleMania 37. Katie Ledecky is also trending as Team USA's Katie Ledecky wins gold in the final of the women's 800-meter freestyle at the Tokyo Olympics. And the Cubs, as we talked about at the top of the show, they are trending as they have been all day, as Cubs fans are disappointed with team president Jed Hoyer and the franchise following a busy day of trades in which they pretty much traded away a big, huge base of their players. Also trending tonight is the hashtag I don't like people who, and pretty much will leave that up to you. Going into some of those, because there's a lot of things trending tonight, which are mostly all sports, but I don't like people who. That's a very interesting one, because I can think of a few. I know for me, I don't like people who lean on their grocery cart in the store and use it as a crutch. That annoys the heck out of me. But some of the things that some people have said, some said, I don't like people who don't change the role. I don't like people who stand too close to me in line at the store. And then there are a lot of political ones. Some people said, I don't like people who leave their decorations up too long. So there's quite a bit of that.
I don't
you know
like
what?
People who don't thank you when you hold the door for them or acknowledge it. It doesn't have to be thank you. Just sometimes I don't like when people I don't like people who don't let me open the door for them.
Are you trying to drop a hint?
Not at all. What are you talking about?
No, no. Well, here's the thing. I've always been a ladies first type of guy. So it would be uncharacteristic if I just like, well, I'm going ahead of you in the door, you know, unless it's like just a situation where I had to, you know. Other than that, if I can avoid that, I usually don't. So, that's my explanation. There's a lot of people in here, by the way, who don't like a lot of things that people do at grocery stores. One of the other ones that was here was they said, I don't like people who leave their shopping cart in the parking lot instead of the cart corral.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Walk it over to the cart corral or walk it into the building. Like, what? How is that hard?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's a few of the things there tonight in which they've done that. But leading to our top story of what we are going to do here tonight, Sunday, August 1st, will mark the 40th anniversary of MTV as a network. There's an interesting backstory to things that occurred before MTV, but you will have to read the articles and that's a different story for a different day of how some of the first music television stations really started as early as maybe the late 60s, early 70s, but in the 70s, Ted Turner on his WTVG, I believe, down in Atlanta, tried a format of music videos overnight and from there sprang the idea of MTV. So who knew that Ted Turner would be a visionary in regards to that? But we all remember MTV, and this is the difficult thing because I think that there is an era. Everybody says MTV doesn't play music videos anymore, which they don't, the original MTV. But there's other MTV sub-channels that play it. But the real era of MTV music videos was what? What would you say, like between 81 to like maybe 96, 97?
Yeah, I mean, I would almost even cut it off a little bit sooner than 90, that maybe 95, 94, 95, that era. But, yeah, mid-80s to the mid-90s, that 10-year period would be the golden age of MMA.
So a few interesting things on MTV. It was the first video on MTV, of course, was the Buggles video, Killed the Radio Star. The second video was Pat Benatar's You Better Run, Rod Stewart's She Won't Dance With Me, You Better Bet by The Who, Little Susie's On the Up by PhD. Now, the first concert video to be aired on MTV was the ninth video, which was REO Speedwagon's Take It On the Run. So the first concert video to be aired on MTV from their live Infidelity home video release. The video was interrupted after 12 seconds due to technical difficulties. The technical difficulty moment contains only a blank black screen with a tone for a few seconds before going back to MTV studio. The first heavy metal song to be played on MTV was the 16th video of Iron Maiden, self-entitled Iron Maiden. The first Billboard Hot 100 number one hit to be played on MTV came right after that from REO Speedwagon, Keep On Loving You. And the odd fact here, Do You Think I'm Sexy by Rod Stewart played. The screen was blank while the audio still played. It stopped after 27 seconds, and then the next song, which was Rupert Hines' Surface Tension, played. So if you go back that day, that actually happened. There were a couple of videos that were live from London. April Wine, it was two songs. And then the first video to feature both black and white artist era MTV was the Specials' Rat Race. There's a lot of firsts from MTV, but there's an interesting list of the first 209 videos played on MTV and the appearance. But The Who, I think, made five appearances along with Phil Collins, and a few artists made four. But it was a lot of, like, Rod Stewart, The Who, the Buggles. Video played the radio star aired twice. It started over again. So technically it was 142 videos. The 143rd video, it started all over again. But only the first three songs, which was weird. So a lot of that going on. But, yes, so tonight we have our own list, the top 10 that we think were definitive MTV music videos. I'm not sure if you wanted to go through all 10, but did you want me to go first this time around, or did you want to go first with your list?
Hey, coin flip, heads I win, tails you lose kind of thing. I'm down either way.
I don't have a coin.
I have a coin, but it's a buffalo head nickel. I don't know that I want to flip it.
Oh. What's on the other side?
Buffalo. Here's the serious part of that. Just so that you can hear it. I do have coins here. And I did, in my coins, like, I emptied out my, you know, pockets and everything, like some people do. And in my pocket was a 1936 Buffalo Head nickel.
You just happened to carry that around for good luck, or did you carry it for
a specific reason? It was in the most recent batch of coins that I got out of my car.
Now that leads me to the question of what were you doing with a buffalo head nickel in your car? Or did you know it was in?
I'm going to go with it came as change from some other purchase, and I don't know why it's still in circulation.
I trust you, Judge.
But anyway, I do have coins, so why don't you call either heads or tails?
I will call heads.
We'll flip it.
I'll call heads.
All right. came up as tails. So that means I'm going first.
Oh, so you didn't defer. Go ahead.
No, I'll go first. All right, so I have actually 11, but I have the 10, and then I have one that is very specific for me and kind of like are my honorable mention, okay?
Look at you giving extra credit. Go ahead.
I know, right? So my top 10, and I did it with iconic videos, not necessarily like favorite or most influential, but kind of iconic. Thriller, Michael Jackson. I mean, that's, come on, it's Thriller. Who doesn't know Thriller?
Okay.
Vogue.
And by the way,
by Madonna.
Which one? Oh, Vogue. Okay.
Vogue. Yeah. And this is no order. I have no order in 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever.
And I'm reminded, folks, I have not heard her list. She has not heard mine. So we may match on a few things here.
Yes. No, we have not talked about our list at all. So Thriller, Vogue. Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel, Walk This Way, Aerosmith, and Run DMC, Take On Me by A-ha, Opposites Attract, Paula Abdul, Freedom by George Michael, Money for Nothing, Dire Straits, Rhythm Nation, Janet Jackson, and Alanis Morissette's Ironic. My honorable mention is Epic by Faith No More, only because that was the only video that I can vividly recall any time I saw it. It gave me a migraine and I wanted to throw up.
I have 10. I know we've matched on quite a few of these. I had Thriller from Michael Jackson, Take On Me from A-ha, Walk This Way from Run DMC and Aerosmith. Michael Jackson will occur twice on this list because I also had Beat It. And then I had Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper. Physical from Olivia Newton-John. Because if there is anything that pretty much in the early days of MTV, they pretty much really played the heck out of that video. Material Girl from Madonna. Addicted to Love from Robert Palmer. There's another thing of the 80s that anyone has, you can see it in your mind. You can see that video. Faith from George Michael, and then I had, Dire Straits, Money for Nothing, because everybody remembers that video, and it was kind of groundbreaking in itself with the graphics. Especially that and Take On two iconic videos, and like I said, you could think of Robert Palmer and, you know, all of the background dancers just not even really playing guitar, but all looking the same. But those were my 10 videos for the MTV Definitive Era. I so badly to put...
Sorry, keep going.
No, I was going to say, I so badly want to put Weird Al Yankovic in there because, I mean, a few of his videos did, you know, make the rounds of MTV during that mid to late 80s, so...
Yeah, and he had a few good ones. And, yeah, there were a few that I wanted to put on there. Eat It was one of them, that one. All right. Well, I guess it would be I'm Fat. But, yeah, little things were what made it, Thriller is obvious. You say Thriller, mm-hmm. Everybody knows the movie. Everybody knows the video. Everybody knows how it starts. I mean, the Michael Jackson eating popcorn in the movie theater still making around as memes, that's iconic. But then, Sledgehammer mm-hmm. and how weirdly artistic. Freedom, where he never showed up in the video.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first video that I remember. Now, I'm not saying it was the first video, but that's the first video I remember where the artist never showed up in the video.
Yeah,
it was all the
models. I guess we could say Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, Say, 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 was also played quite frequently, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Opposites Attract thing, that was the first time that I remember. Again, these are things that I remember, not necessarily that they were the first ones, but that's the first one I remember where there was an animated figure along with the artist. So they were doing, they did the dance routine and all that, and that
not like where Aha, where Take On Me, where they had the animation and it was like a comic book and they stepped through and they did that. This was, there's a real life person dancing and an animated character. So yeah, there was a lot of little things along there that were, again, one of the rap and a rock band being in the same video.
Mm-hmm.
That's why that's or Walk This Way. You know, there's little things.
That was
things,
the first time. That was the first time I ever seen Aerosmith was in Walk This Way back in the 80s. So, yeah. So you went two steps forward and two steps back.
Yes, it did.
You see what I did there? No, MTV, I don't, like, there's MTV channels now where they do play videos. And once again, MTV, for what it was, and I know a lot of people will get on it now as it just being a one-trick pony that plays a lot of reality, but they had great shows as well, which was, what, 120 minutes, and then they used to have at night, I was watching Matt Pinfield with The Rock ones, or Yo MTV Raps with Ed Lover and Dr. Dre, and then The Grind, and then TRL, and then, you know, the specials that they had, and all of the great MTV shows, and Remote Control, and Singled Out, and Real World, it started from all of those, and yeah, but MTV, no matter how much we talk about it, and the fact that it's no longer relevant in today's world, it was really the first to where 24 hours a day you could watch music videos, be entertained. That was a wonderful world of cable back then before it became an explosion of all these channels, is that it wasn't a lot, but you had MTV. So, yeah. Do you have, because I'm looking at the old clock on the wall, do you have any shout-outs for this week?
Not this week. But we've got a couple of coming up, so that'll be fun. I know there's a couple of birthdays coming up real quick, like in real quick succession, so happy birthday to them. But I'll probably, like, actually say it on their birthdays instead of doing it like this.
Hmm. That's another thing, I think, when we think about birthdays. Do you like people wishing you a happy early birthday or actually waiting until that day?
I don't mind either way, as long as I'm not getting, like, happy birthday, happy early birthday, happy birthday month, happy birthday week, happy belated birthday. Like, you already said it to me. Like, calm it down. Calm down, people. You remembered.
So you celebrate just on that day. You don't do a birthday week or a birthday month.
Oh, I mean, if you're going to give me, a birthday month where you treat me good, then sure, why not? But it's not like I accept gifts from the first day of the month to the last day of the month just in case. Gifts,
mm-hmm.
Food, drinks, I have no problem with accepting that. But, yeah, my celebration is really about my birthday, the day that I was birthed in. So.
For me. No particular shout-outs on this end this week, but I would like to send a special shout out to you, my friend, and thank you once again for having me out. I know coming back, it's always difficult when you're on a great vacation. You get a chance to see people and you have a chance to do some things, and you get on the flight and then you're trying to still hope that you have, like, some little bit of time, and then you're back to reality and then back to the norm. But I will be back out there again soon, Vegas, and hopefully we'll do a little bit more. But, no, I had a wonderful time as always. And time away is
next
good.
Next time
he'll – what was that?
Next time you'll win at bingo.
You're right. I hope that's the case. Next time I'm hoping I just win at something. I just want to get my money back. But of course,
The house always wins. That's how it happens. But yeah, every week we say we don't know if we go up to an hour, but we are a little bit over time. So with that, I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. Make sure that you go check us out on Discord. Also, stay tuned to our pages. We'll have more on 411 Lounges coming up, more on this show. I will tell you in a few weeks from now, I know that we won't have Mary for one show here in August, but never fear. Someone has stepped up and will be filling in for her in a few weeks, which now has me fearful because I pretty much have to hit the...
I'll get him ready to go. It'll be fine. They got my shoes to fill. They're pretty small. It'll be fine.
Oh, stop it. No, it's gonna be pretty big shoes to fill, and I don't know what to expect from that show. I'm just saying, pray for me. But that's a few weeks from now. But Mary and I will be back here next week, hopefully without no issues. That's what we always hope for. But if you've listened to us by now, you know that anything is bound to happen. So we thank you for listening, and of course, enjoy your weekend wherever you're at. Stay masked up and just be kind to each other, won't you? And we'll see you back here next Friday night on page 1, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
To page 1. Don't forget to get the latest show info on Twitter at News Comment BTR and add us as a podcast on Apple.